This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. There are some big changes coming to those little nutrition labels you see on packaged food and drinks. New rules on same were announced today by the Food and Drug Administration. Not only will the kinds of information change, but so too will how that information is presented change. Calorie counts per serving, for instance, will now appear in a giant font. Probably the biggest change, though, is what the labels will now tell you about how much sweetener has been added to a product in the form of high fructose corn syrup or sugar or even honey, as it turns out. Marketplace's Annie Baxter has the details.
A lot of foods and beverages have sweeteners added to them, more than you might think.
There are added sugars in jams, in breads, in cereals, in condiments.
Jim O'Hara is with the Center for Science in the Public Interest, which advocated for the label changes. The revised nutrition facts labels will show how many of the grams of sugar in a product have been added in and the share of the daily amount of added sugars that the government finds suitable.
For instance, a 20-ounce Coke has 130% of the daily value of added sugar.
The FDA says soda, sports drinks, and desserts are among the biggest sources of added sugars. A major industry group representing food and beverage companies didn't exactly denounce the new rules. Candy maker Mars actually welcomed them. Food marketing expert John Stanton says big companies have already been reformulating products to use less sugar. In today's health world, sugar is the new fat, the maligned ingredient.
The manufacturers, the Coca-Colas of the world, are going to find other solutions.
Stanton thinks sugar processors will suffer most because their product is getting demonized. Courtney Gain is head of the Sugar Association. She fears the revised nutrition facts panels will label foods as good or bad.
Consumers are now going to have added sugars front of mind at point of purchase.
Big food and beverage companies have 2 years to comply with the label changes. Smaller firms have 3 years. I'm Annie Baxter for Marketplace.